Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass groove lesson, and we're focusing on something that separates a loop from an arrangement fast. Temporal contrast between your A and B sections. Temporal contrast is when time feels different between sections even though the BPM never changes. We're staying around 174 BPM the whole time, but we're going to make the A section feel tight, rolling and forward, and the B section feel heavier, wider and kind of lurching, like a halftime illusion. Same tempo, different perception of time. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar drum arrangement, 8 bars of a 1, 8 bars of a 2 with a subtle lift, and then 16 bars of B where the time feel shifts. And we'll do it with stock Ableton tools, drum rack, groove pool, a little drum bus and saturator, plus echo and reverb for some time-bending ear candy. All right. Let's set the foundation so our timing decisions actually translate. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you're using any drum samples, make sure you're not accidentally warping them in a way that smears transients. For drum one-shots, you usually don't need heavy warping at all. If you are working with audio drum loops, keep them in beats mode and preserve transients. And one important rule for today, leave global groove off. We're going to apply groove per clip, on purpose, so A and B can have different time feels without messing up everything else. Now, step 1. Build the A groove. This is your tight roller baseline. The goal is forward momentum with minimal looseness. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on a drum rack. Start with the anchors. Put your snare or clap on beats 2 and 4. That's home base. Then add a classic 2-step roller kick placement. Put a kick on 1.1 and a second kick around 1.3. If you like, you can nudge that second kick to a slightly different subdivision like 1.3.2 for variation later, but start simple. Now hats. Fora, we want the hats to be the clock source. That means consistent 16ths, or at least a very steady grid. Put closed hats on 1/16 notes, keep the velocities controlled, and avoid turning it into random chaos. In drum and bass, the fast feeling usually comes from consistency plus microvariation, not from spraying random velocities everywhere. Add a ride or an extra hat layer for a little offbeat emphasis if you want that skippy vibe, but keep the main hat grid stable. In this section, we want the listener to feel like the track is locked to rails. Now ghost notes, because ghost notes are the secret glue of the roll. Add a couple of very low velocity snare ghosts just before your main snares. Think of them as little cues that pull you into the backbeat. Put one just before beat 2, and one just before beat 4. Keep the velocity down in the range of about 10 to 35. You want to feel them more than you hear them. Then clean those ghosts. Put an EQ 8 on the ghost snare chain or track and high pass it around 200 to 300 Hz. The point is to add motion and texture without stepping on your kick or the body of the main snare. Now, let's make a feel tight. On the drum group or drum bus, add drum bus. Give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6. Keep crunch subtle. And for a, bring transients up. Something like plus 5 to plus 20, depending on the material. We're shaping the groove to feel snappy and fast. If you want, add a saturator after that with soft clip on and just 1 to 3 dB of drive. This is about authority, not distortion for its own sake. Here's a quick coach note before we move on. Timing hierarchy. Do not move everything. In advanced groove work, you pick what never moves, what sometimes moves, and what's allowed to drift. Tier 1 is sacred. Kick fundamental hits, main snare transient. Tier 2 is flexible. Ghost notes, offbeat hats, percussion. Tier 3 can float. Little foley, rides, delay throws, reverb returns. This hierarchy is how you get a deep pocket without losing the floor. Cool. Step 2 is your temporal contrast strategy. We're going to change perceived time in B without changing BPM, using 4 main levers. First, grid emphasis. In A, we're emphasizing 16ths. In B, we'll emphasize 8ths or dotted patterns. Second, swing and microtiming. A is tight. B is looser and slightly behind the beat. Third, density. B gets heavier not by adding more hits, but often by removing constant motion and using space and placement. Fourth, anchors. Snare can stay on 2 and 4, but everything around it can imply halftime. Now step 3. Build the B section. Duplicate your A clip and make the B clip 16 bars. We're going to do a time feel shift while keeping the kit recognizable. Start with hats. In B, reduce the constant 1/16 hat line. This is a big one. If your section hats are the clock source, then in B you need a new clock source, or at least a new way of stating time. Try a simpler 1/8 hat pattern, then add syncopated hat accents that feel more shuffled. You can place hats on slightly unexpected subdivisions, so the groove leans instead of rolling straight. Add an open hat occasionally on the end of two or the end of four. Not every bar. Think of it like punctuation, not a new sentence. And remember the concept. You're not slowing down. You're changing where time is stated. Now we get into the pro zone. Microtiming and swing, but clip level, not global. Open the groove pool. Add two grooves. One that's tight for a, maybe a subtle MPC-style swing with low timing randomness. And one heavier groove for B, something more shuffled. Apply groove per clip. For a, keep groove amount around 10 to 25%. For B, push it to 25 to 45%. Keep random small, around 0 to 5. Random is the quickest way to make drum and bass sound drunk. We want intention. If you want to go manual, zoom in and nudge a few B-hats late by measured amounts. Don't guess. At 174 BPM, useful ranges are hats late by about plus 6 to plus 14 milliseconds, ghost snares late by about plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. And if you want urgency and a percussion answer, you can nudge that early by minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds. Once you start pushing past about 20 milliseconds on core rhythmic info, it stops feeling like groove and starts feeling like a flam. So stay in that musical range. And here's one of my favorite workflow cheats. Use track delay as your section feel knob. Put your B-hat layer on its own track and automate track delay from 0 milliseconds in A to about plus 10 milliseconds in B. That's it. Now you've created a behind-the-beat drag feel without editing dozens of MIDI notes. It's fast, reversible, and it encourages experimentation. Next, change the conversation between the kick and snare to imply halftime heaviness. Keep the snare on 2 and 4 so the track doesn't fall apart, but remove some of the in-between activity. Add a heavier kick that answers after beat 3, and consider adding a tune tom or a chunky percussion hit on beat 1 or beat 3. That creates a pillar that makes the section feel slower and heavier, even though the snare is still doing the DNB job. A classic DNB reclock move, add a short sob drop or impact only on bar 1 of the B section. It tells the listener, new time feel now, without needing new drums. Now step 4, time-based effects that exaggerate temporal contrast, but cleanly. The theme is sends, automation, and filtering. We want space, but we don't want mod. Put a reverb on a return track. For snare throws, set predelay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, high cut somewhere between 6 and 10k, and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. In A, keep the send basically off, maybe 0 to 5%. In B, automate short throws on the end of phrases, like at the end of 8-bar or 4-bar units, just a quick send bump to 10 to 25%, then back down. That's what makes it feel like time opens up, without washing the whole groove. Add echo on a return or on a percussion bus. Use 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Dotted delay is instant jungle science. Keep feedback modest, like 10 to 25%, and filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K. Automated in B only or only on fills. The magic here is that a sparse drum pattern can still feel active because the echoes imply a different rhythmic grid. If you want an advanced time smear on hats without destroying clarity, put echo directly on the hat track in B. Keep feedback super low, and then gate it after the echo so only the first part survives. That creates elasticity without a messy tail. Now step 5, make it arrangement treble. Lay it out as 32 bars. Bars 1 through 8 are A1, that's the baseline roll. Bars 9 through 16 are A2, where you do a subtle energy lift. Maybe an extra hat layer, maybe a tiny fill at the end of every 4 bars. Keep it restrained. You're building expectation. Bars 17 through 32 are B, the temporal shift. This is where you change hat grid, add drag, change the kick and perk conversation, and use space FX throws. You can also reinforce the section difference with subtle tone automation that supports the timing change. For example, put an auto filter on the drum group and make a slightly darker, then open a bit in B. Or do the opposite if you want the drop to feel like it tucks in and gets heavier. Add utility for width changes, but keep kick and snare mono. In A, slightly narrower, like 90 to 100% width. In B, slightly wider, like 105 to 120, but only if it stays phase safe. Here's a big coach habit. Check your A versus B contrast in mono at low volume. If you can still feel that beat is heavier and lurching when it's quiet and mono, then your temporal contrast is real. If the difference disappears, you are relying too much on effects louder instead of timing and density. Now step 6. Macro-ify it so you can reuse this in future tracks. Create macro controls on a drum group rack or drum rack. Make one macro for tightness, Map drum bus transients and maybe a touch of saturator drive. Make one for hat density, the volume or mute of your 16th hat layer. Make one for space throw, your reverb send level. Make one for perk echo, echo send or wet. And one for snare ghosts, the ghost track volume. For the B-drag feel, remember groove amount is per clip, so it won't map cleanly to a macro, but you can approximate the same vibe with track delay automation on the B-hat layer. That's why track delay is so powerful in arrangement work. An advanced move that sounds huge. Make two hat layers. Hat tight for a, on grid, short decay. Hat loose for B. Different sample, and set it with plus 10 milliseconds of track delay. Then crossfade the layers per section. That's a temporal crossfade, where time morphs over a bar or two instead of hard switching. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't change too many elements at once. If B has new drums, new bass rhythm, new FX, and new swing, it can feel like a different track. Keep anchors, main snare placement, core kit tone, maybe the sub rhythm or motif. Don't over-randomize swing. Small, controlled timing shifts beat random every time in D-D-N-B. Don't overcrowd B. Heavier usually means more space and stronger placement, not more percussion. And always filter time-based effects. High-pass your reverbs and delays. Low-end clarity is king. Also watch your kick transient in B. Sometimes people add space and soften transients accidentally, and then B feels weaker instead of heavier. Keep your core drums punchy. Put effects on sends. And automate. Quick pro tip that a lot of producers miss. Bass can be a rhythmic anchor too. If your bass has a strong attack and lots of retriggers, it will state time aggressively. For B to feel heavier and more halftime, reduce bass retriggers or soften the attack. That alone can shift the perceived groove without touching your drum MIDI. Now a fast practice exercise you can do in 20 minutes. Build an 8-bar loop with 2-step kick and snare, 16th hats, and 2 to 4 ghost snare hits. Duplicate it to B and apply exactly 3 changes. 1. Switch hats to eighths plus syncopation, remove the constant 16ths. This audio version is shortened for playback.